So the alerter watches the chain, and when something matches one of my alerts, it sends me a message.
That's the version everybody has. It's wrong in a way that matters.
Which part of it?
All of it is roughly true, and none of it is one program. There are 17 processes in that sentence, and the one that watches the chain has never sent a message in its life.
Then what does it do when it finds one?
It writes the message down, finished, worded, addressed to you, and then it stops.
And something else posts it.
Something else posts it, and those two have never spoken to each other.
All right, start from my end then. What have I actually given it?
Two things, and they live in two different places. That's the first thing people collapse together.
Go on.
The first is a filter. These addresses or this entity, anything Binance moves, over this much. In these tokens, that's your alert. It's a description of what you care about and it says nothing about you.
And the second?
Where to send it. A Telegram chat, an email address, a webhook you run. That's a separate record and one of them serves a lot of alerts.
Why keep them apart? It's all my stuff.
Because you change them at different rates. You'll write 20 alerts and point every one of them at the same chat. And on the day that chat dies, you want one thing to fix, not 20.
Fine, so who reads my filter?
14 programs, one per chain. Ethereum has one, Bitcoin has one, Solana has one, and a couple of the quiet chains share.
Why split it by chain?
Because the thing they read is already split by chain. Every chain has a queue of finished transfers coming out of ingestion priced, with the names already attached.
The same queue the search index reads.
The exact same queue. Alerts is just a second reader of it. Ingestion doesn't know who's downstream and doesn't care. It writes the queue and moves on. And anybody who wants that stream reads it at their own pace.
So alerts isn't special. It's a consumer.
It's a consumer. That's the whole relationship.
Right, so for each transfer it goes and asks the database who wanted this one.
That's the version that fell over the first time.
Why, it's one query.
It's one query per transfer. Think about what that costs. Every chain is producing transfers continuously, all day, forever, and there are a great many alerts. If each transfer costs you a look at everybody's rules, you have built something whose cost is transfers multiplied by users, and both of those numbers only ever go up.
So what does it do instead?
It holds the entire rulebook in memory. Every alert, everybody's, in a form it can check quickly. A transfer arrives, it checks against what it is already holding, and it asks nobody anything.
And when I add an alert?
It rereads what changed. Not the whole book, the changes since it last looked. So the cost of you editing an alert is proportional to your edit, not to the size of the book.
What if it's holding a stale copy of my rules?
Then you wait a few seconds for your new alert to start working. That's the trade, and it's obviously the right one.
Okay, it's matched. Now it sends me the message.
Now it writes the message.
You keep saying that like it's the interesting part.
It's the entire design. Everything you will ever see about that notification is decided right there in the watcher, the wording, which of your destinations it's going to. Whether you have any allowance left this month, all of it at that moment.
Including the actual text.
Including the actual text. It renders the message, the real one, the one that lands in your chat, formatted the way that chat needs, and it stores it.
Why not just render it when you send it? That's when you need it.
Because of what's inside it. That message has your names in it. If you've labeled an address as your treasury, your alert says treasury. The watcher can do that because it's sitting on the chain data and on your labels at the same time. The sender can't.
The sender doesn't have them.
The sender has a body of text and somewhere to send it. That is the whole of what it holds. No chain data, no labels, no ability to look anything up.
That sounds like something you'd regret.
It's the thing that makes it survivable. The moment a sender needs to look something up, it needs a connection to look it up with, and then a slow database in the middle of a send is a message that doesn't go out. Delivery is a pipe. If it's a pipe, it either works or it's blocked, and both of those are things you can see.
And the written down message goes where?
A table called notifications. And notice where that table lives, not with the chain data with the users. That's the crossing point in the whole system.
So the senders, 14 of those as well.
3 and not 1 per chain, 1 per channel. 1 does Telegram, 1 does webhooks, 1 does everything else.
That seems like an odd place to cut it.
It's the only place worth cutting it. Ask what actually goes wrong. Does Ethereum stop delivering messages? No, Telegram throttles the bot. A customer's webhook endpoint starts timing out. The mail provider has a bad afternoon. What breaks is always a channel.
And if they're all one process?
Then one slow webhook is an email nobody received, and you'll spend an hour working out which. Split it by the thing that fails, and when it fails, you lose one channel and you can see immediately which one.
What about a channel that isn't one of your three?
The third one isn't a list. It's defined as everything the other two didn't take. So a channel nobody has split out still has exactly one owner, and you can't add one and have it quietly fall through the floor.
You gave Telegram its own, so it's the difficult one.
It's the one with opinions. A bot can only post to a chat so fast, and when you go over, it doesn't slow you down, it refuses you and tells you when to come back.
So you have to queue.
One message at a time per chat, in the order things happened. Which sounds obvious right up until you notice what it means. One chat can be backed up for 10 minutes while every other chat is completely fine.
And that's why there's only one copy of it.
That's why there's one copy. Two copies pacing the same chat independently are just two copies getting refused. The other channels can run as many as they want.
What happens if I kick the bot out of my chat?
It finds out on the next send and it switches off the alerts pointing there. Not deletes, switches off and writes down that it did and when. You can turn them back on.
How do you know any of this is working?
There's a separate program whose only job is to look at that table and ask two questions. How much is sitting in it unsent? And how old is the oldest thing in it?
Why separate? The senders know that better than anyone.
They do, and it would be worthless coming from them. Think about what you're trying to catch. A sender that has stopped sending is exactly the process that has stopped reporting. Its silence and a quiet Tuesday are the same signal.
So the thing that checks isn't inside the group it's checking.
It's outside it deliberately. And it reports every channel every time, including the ones with nothing waiting. Because a channel that says zero is telling you something, and a channel that says nothing at all is telling you nothing.
Does that cover it?
It didn't. 2 days ago, the database got sick, and delivery started failing, and that monitor reads the database, so it went blind at the exact moment there was finally something to see.
Both of them at once.
Both at once for hours. Which is the oldest shape there is? The alarm and the thing it watches sharing a dependency, so one failure takes out both.
What did you do about it?
Every sender now emits a plain heartbeat that doesn't touch the database at all. One beat per pass, whatever that pass found, empty passes, failed passes, all of them. If the beats stop, somebody gets woken up, and no amount of database trouble can suppress that.
All right, last thing. Anything in there that bites?
Reorgs.
The chain changing its mind.
The chain changes its mind. A block gets replaced, and the transfer you were told about isn't in the history anymore.
And my alert has already gone out.
Or it's written down, sitting in that table, and it goes out anyway. The sender has no chain data. It cannot check, and giving it the ability to check would undo the whole thing.
So I get told about something that didn't happen.
occasionally, and we decided to live with it because a transfer that gets reorged out almost always gets mined again straight after. The alternative is a sender that talks to the chain, and that's a worse system every single day in exchange for a rare wrong message.
Give me the shape of all of it.
Ingestion writes a queue per chain. 14 watchers read those queues, each holding everybody's rules in its own memory, and when one matches, they decide everything, the wording, the destination, your allowance, and write a finished message into the user database. 3 senders, split by channel, pick those up and post them. The 2 have share one table and nothing else at all, and something outside both of them sits there counting what's waiting.